A lot of you out there are about to celebrate a holiday called Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a day that North Americans give thanks for all that they have taken from indigenous people around the world. While people in North America stuff themselves fat on turkey and other animal products, half the world doesn't have enough to eat. Closer to home, in D.C. and every other city in North America, many programs feed the homeless on Thanksgiving, but aren't around the day before, but not around the day after, but not around the following Monday morning. Many people in this country think about the poor once or twice a year, but many more don't think about the poor at all, except to give thanks that they're not poor themselves. To give thanks for the massacres that cleared the way for the land upon which their million-dollar condos sit. To give thanks for pushing indigenous farmers off their land in Central America so plantations can provide the fruit that they're eating. To give thanks for the sweatshops in which all the toys they're going to buy for Christmas are being made. To give thanks for everything that puts them on top and the rest of the world on the bottom. For this so-called holiday, Thanksgiving, for this so-called holiday, North Americans raise tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of turkeys in factory farms in confinement, never seeing the light of day, and then slaughter them all. And they do this to celebrate another slaughter, a slaughter of people, which cleared the land for the existence of the United States and the existence of all those multi-million dollar luxury homes, those condos, factories and highways, and everything else that people give thanks for in their condos on the next to last weekend of November.